Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Rex Grossman, Drew Brees. Let's just talk about, just in our last couple minutes with you, predicting the Super Bowl pair. We did last year. We had a nice preview show with Chris Berman and yourself. Who's going to be there in a week?
Who is going to be there? That is the question. You know, when you look at these teams, the great thing about this year is that anybody, you know, just like this last weekend, you look at the four teams that played, you say, hey, that could go to anybody, you know. And it did, because who would have thought that San Diego was going to lose at home? But I think the same thing is going to happen here. You got Indianapolis and the Patriots in Indianapolis. Indianapolis undefeated. They're 9-0 there. They even won against the Chiefs when the Chiefs intercepted three passes from Peyton Manning. So for the Patriots, I look at them as they're an opportunistic team. They're a team with a great deal of confidence. Now, you know, we talk about Peyton Manning and what's he thinking. Don't you better believe that it's on his mind, the fact that he's never been to the Super Bowl. And this is on his mind. And so it, when things like that are on your mind, that means that you're not focusing and concentrating on what you really should do. And the other side over there with the Patriots, this ragtag bunch of guys, you know, whoever they throw in there, that seems to work. And it starts with Belichick, the coach, and I trickles down to their quarterback in Brady. And I think that, you know, Brady is one heck of a pressure type of a quarterback. I think that he's going to be able to go in there and win against the Colts, because the Chiefs had a shot at beating them there, and they're not nearly as good as New England. So that's one game. Now you talk about Chicago up in that windy city up there taking on the Saints. The Saints have been on a roll, but I think they're going to hit a roadblock, and I think the weather's going to be a factor in this ball game that's going to favor the Chicago Bears, and it's going to be the running game of the Chicago Bears that's going to keep them in the ball game, and they're going to limit Rex Grossman and his throws down there, making sure that they don't put him in a situation where he can turn that thing over. So, as I said before, I thought the Bears are going to win, so it looks like to me the Bears and the Patriots will be playing in the Super Bowl.
Well, then I'm going to have some fun and say at this point on Monday I'm going with the Saints and Indy. I just think that the Indianapolis defense, tell me what it is that would allow a defense that was so poor just a matter of weeks ago with the addition of Bob Sanders to be playing at a whole new level, particularly against the run.
I'll tell you, they're a new team. I saw them against the Kansas City Chiefs a couple of weeks ago, but I'm going back to the Patriots and Belichick. Belichick is a guy that can come up with a scheme and come up with a plan that can work, and it's been proven there. I mean, that's why he's been so successful in the playoffs. And I think that he's going to come up with something new, something that's going to be beneficial to the to his team, the Patriots. And that's why I think that, you know, it starts with the head coach on down to the quarterback to the players. They are believing, Nick, and you know as well as I do. You talk about head games. This is what this is all about. That's the most important thing, is you got to really believe that you can beat somebody, and I think the Patriots believe that.